senior night at Rogers on Friday saw the Puyallup Vikings needing a win to keep their hopes of the number two spot in the SPSL South alive. Rams seniors Connor Banley and Braden Hanold, playing in their final home games, got off to strong starts. Hanold, with two threes and a pair in the paint, used the senior night energy to get 10 early. Connor Banley added seven as the Rams finished the first on top, 27-24. The Vikings, fresh off an OT loss to ER, found sophomore Landon Neff with a hot hand early. The younger Neff knocked down three from beyond the arc and picked up 11 first quarter points to keep the Vikes close. The second period found the teams tied at 33 with 3:01 to play, until Jaden Volman finished at the rim and Devin Neff hit his second three to put PHS up 38-33. Braden Hanold with a tap back and one tied the game at 38, where the score would be at the half. The third stayed tight as the Rams got up 42-38, but the Vikes found their rhythm and went on a 10-0 run to get up 48-42. Rogers answered with back-to-back buckets and closed the lead to two at 46-48. Heading into the fourth, Puyallup held a four-point lead at 55-51. The teams traded baskets for the first 4 minutes. With 3:33 left, Vikes were up 61-55. Devin Neff finished a right-handed teardrop in the lane, and Tyler Torgerson with a steal and a basket put the Vikes up 10, 65-55, with just 2:43 remaining. Puyallup, behind an 8-point Devin Neff quarter, would finish strong, converting defensive pressure into points, outscored the Rams 17-6 in the final period. Vikings coach Scott Campbell commented on his team's effort.
Just proud of our group. It's always hard to play a rivalry game on the road, and it's senior night. And so you knew they were going to come out with a lot of emotion, and they did. And so we kind of weathered that storm, took care of business in the second half, and we're excited to have another game with ER on Tuesday.
The final score, Puyallup 72, Rogers 57. The Jaguars lost to undefeated Curtis and will face off against Puyallup on Tuesday night to settle who owns the number two spot in the SPSL South. For more details, check out the written recap on thefinalscore.tv.